It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And his first ever at bat.
Ground ball right side, base hit. One pitch, one hit. Cam Smith delivers. Pena first to third. He's safe.
Welcome to the show, Cam Smith.
There it is, Cam Smith. Was in the lineup for his first game last night. Yesterday evening. And he helped get the first run scored right there. That set up a first and third situation. And Jake was able to drive in Pena with a ground out. And Cam Smith contributed in his first at-bat. He is in the lineup again today, Clint. And here is the lineup. And it is very similar to yesterday. Left field, Jose Altuve leading off. Paredes. Is playing third base. Lee is batting second, playing third base. Yordan Alvarez is the DH, batting third. Christian Walker is playing first. Feeling good from that oblique that had him out. He got him a nice hit, hit the ball pretty well yesterday. Yiner Diaz, who drove in a run as well. He is batting fifth at the catcher spot. Jeremy Pena continued his play from the spring training portion of the season. Looked pretty good yesterday. Was on base multiple times. Cam Smith, as we just heard, his first major league hit. He's in right field. Brendan Rodgers, again, Clint, he is again in the starting lineup at second base. So, Joe Espada, the captain, said that doesn't mean he's going to be the starter, but this is two games in a row where he is playing second base. Jake Meyers is in center, and then Hunter Brown. Clint, tonight, same starting lineup. The second potential ace going tonight, it seems like your mind is really, really on being able to see Hunter Brown for the first time.
Yeah, look, I'm locked into Hunter Brown. I mean, Hunter Brown, you talked earlier about, is this Framber Valdez last year with the Astros? Is this a contract year? Is that contract somewhere else? And we don't know the answer to that question, but I know it's not Hunter Brown's last year. It is Hunter Brown has arrived. He's been big over the last couple of years in terms of whether it was 2 years ago, just kind of spotty last year, being a key cog, and it's this year, you know, him, Pena, Diaz, a couple of guys that have shown their worth, actually taking that next step, is big. And after watching Framber Valdez go out there and come out of the chutes hot and give you seven innings and hell, looked like he was getting stronger as the game went on, looked like he could have went eight or nine innings had you wanted him to. I can't wait to see Hunter Brown. What's he look like? What's the difference last year to this year? What kind of tweaks did he make? What kind of pitches did he add? And ultimately, what has he taken it to another level? That's I'm watching Hunter Brown earlier in the year. That's going to be big for the Astros this year.
Yep, and he is very, very important. Very, very important to this team, Clint, because the feel right now is, hey, there's some guys with Spencer Arrighetti. You feel pretty good about it, but still, you're not, 100% positive on what you're going to get. Ronel Blanco, loved the season he had. Does he replicate that? Does he stay that? I don't think you're 100% certain what he is going to be, right? And then you've got Wisniewski. Then you've got a lot of the injured guys following that. They really need those top two guys, Clint.
To be nailed, no question.
And really know what you're going to get every time out, right? Because I think there could be some ups and downs with the other guys in the rotation, and he's got to be that. And that's what he was in the second half. I mean, you start looking at after June, Hunter Brown was, hey, man, pretty much know you're going to get, man. He's probably going to get you six innings, probably going to strike out between 7 and 10, and 7 innings, 6, 7 innings, and you're going to get what you're going to get. And is that something that is every time out depend on it like it was last year? But they need that from him.
Well, you wonder, too. I mean, he's got the makings of a power pitcher, right? You wonder, too, if he's going to – if he's going to take that next step, and is there, how big of a step is that? How high is his ceiling? What's he capable of doing?
You're right, because that was a heck of a step he took last year.
Yeah. It just seems to me like, boy, he just seems to be a little bit more mature than most youngsters, and it just seems like the ceiling is a tad bit higher with him. And so, we'll see how it all unfolds. But yeah, I think there's another step there and potentially another big step there.
Yeah, so a big one for him tonight. Get this thing started right. Try to take the series against the Mets, and we'll keep an eye on things. A lot of people. What was it? Give me that feel, Tyler. You were there last night, or yesterday, excuse me. What was it for, like, with Cam and coming up? And like,
the fans are electric and ready for this Cam kid.
Because we didn't have the volume. We could just see.
And y'all know I was sitting right behind Cam out there in right field. The fans were, throughout the entire game, shouts, "Cam, welcome to the big show, Cam. We love you, Cam." Like, people are ready for this kid.
Yeah.
What was your yell? What was your phrase? Would you choose?
Well, it would have been wham, bam, thank you, Cam. But I literally told my brother I was going to do it the next inning, and that's when he got pulled, so I didn't get an opportunity to.
Damn.
Yeah.
He would have heard you, too.
Next time.
Did you take a pot shot at Chaz instead?
Nah, me and Sterling were giving Soto some hell, though.
Oh, God. That is true. You're out there with one.
Soto, I felt bad for him, kind of.
Does he ever react? Like, and I'm sure you weren't alone. Like, Were there? Did you hear things that if you were Soto, you would have turned around?
Yes.
Oh, I bet it's brutal with him.
From my own mouth. Yes.
Did you hear him?
And just to be clear, people, I'm not like talking about his kids or going overboard with it. I just healthy sports ish talk. Okay.
I'd like to know how healthy this is. If you said you'd have spun around,
there's a video out there. He's yelling about him not having an arm.
I did tell him it looked like he may have put on a few lbs since his national days. I don't think he liked that one.
Put on a few pounds, big fella.
Hey, fat ass.
You ain't got the arm to get it there, big fella.
Yeah. Oh, you eat a little too much? You had some donuts this morning? Checking out on the berries?
I tell you, man, I feel bad about this sometimes. I told you my Shea Hillen brand. I feel real bad about him. I got him. He swung and gave me a look. I thought, well, really? I'm a dumbass. Let me just chill out, man. I ain't mean for it to go here, man.
All right, Astros, Apple TV tonight. Apple TV tonight. Those watching, we'll see if they can continue this little thing. Get it to 2-0.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, March Madness tonight. We've talked a little bit about U of H. They play. They play Purdue tonight in Indianapolis. Yes, Purdue that's going to be, many people think, maybe a home game for Purdue in that game. So that is one to watch. But Ole Miss, Michigan State, there's a 6 seed. They're the highest seed remaining right now. They take on Michigan State out of the SEC. Kentucky, Tennessee, Michigan, Auburn. Damn it, the SEC is going to be represented by multiple teams in the Elite Eight. I'll be damned if that. They've already got Florida in there and a couple more here. Auburn. as well as they take on Michigan. For you, Clint, is there a game that sticks out to you that you're most intrigued to see, or is there maybe an upset maybe you're looking at in this thing?
No, look, I mean, I think the U of H game is definitely the one, the pick of the litter here for me. I mean, that's it was already just being here, being a fan and being from here, and you know, hell, I'm a fan of Samson. I'm a fan of the program just in general, but when we had Rob on the other day, just talking about how much he likes all these one seeds, and
yeah,
you know, they're obviously 8.5 point favorite there. Like I don't know, it has a chance to be a big night for U of H to run away with one and dominate in the Sweet 16, and so I would pick that one, just pick of the litter. I don't, not necessarily an upset alert or anything like that, but that's the one I'm most excited about. That's the one in my parlay that I feel like I'm most confident about too.
The Tennessee Kentucky one, that is one that I'm going to be intrigued to watch.
Yeah,
Tennessee is lost. Tennessee's been a really good team. Obviously, they're a two seed. They played in the final in the SEC tournament and played a good game against Florida until they took over late. But they've gone 0-2 against Kentucky this year.
Twice.
And they have struggled with Kentucky's pace. And Kentucky, boy, they got shooters all over the place. And what they do, and they get up and down. So that those two, and Tennessee might be, them and Houston, I think, are the two best defensive teams in the country. That's why that will be a absolute rock fight if those two are able to win and meet in Elite Eight. But that one's a fun one. The Michigan State, Izzo, I always just like watching Izzo. That's a fun one. But potentially, to me, the story of the night. Last night, I think it was obviously the Tech-Arkansas game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Team and Cooper Flag. To me, it's potentially Michigan. I think Michigan is a interesting matchup for Auburn. They've got those 2 7-footers sitting there right in the middle of the paint. And I wondered... and I'm not trying to bring this back up for you, Tyler. I wondered if they could hang with the athleticism of Texas A&M. Like, they've got those big dudes up front, and as Tyler probably watched, those aren't two athletic 7-footers. Those are real live 7. That ain't Anthony
Big
Davis.
Clunking around, buddies.
Yeah, they're clunking around, but one of them can shoot really well. And they handled the athleticism of A&M a lot better than I thought they would, which makes me wonder how they'll be against Auburn, a team that A&M just beat not too long ago. That could be the story. Michigan could be the story of tonight and upset the number one overall seed. I wouldn't bet on it, But that, to me, is the talk. I think that will be a really, really tight game tonight.
I hope it's tight and low scoring.
Yeah, you need tight and low scoring.
I always want it tight, man.
What do you got? You got Houston. You need them.
U of H. I'm going to take U of H minus 8.5.
Yeah.
And that Michigan-Auburn game tonight, I took the under 154.5.
Yeah. I feel like this game for U of H will go similarly to last week. And then it just got weird where they just kind of let Purdue or let Gonzaga just get back into that game. Was like a 10 to 12 point game the whole way. And then they just started to make some mistakes there at the end. So big night tonight. And by the way, tomorrow, that Duke-Alabama game, I can't wait for that one. Hey, the way that Alabama...
Nice. I got Alabama winning.
Alabama set a record last night. Most threes made in a
25.
Didn't even know that, but I got Bama winning tomorrow.
I have them in the final four, too. I got Bama, Michigan State, Florida, and Houston in the final four.
I have all the same except Michigan State.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because you had A&M, right? Yeah, all right.
Nailed it.
but no, it should be a fun one tonight and tomorrow.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. We talked about the Rockets a little bit earlier as they took care of business with the Jazz yesterday, and they are holding well in that two spot.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.